You're listening to Workaholic, a podcast that helps professionals like you escape burnout and experience growth. My name is Kiko Mabilog. Thank you for joining me today. What is up, workaholics? You are here with me today, Kiko Mabilog. You're listening to Workaholic with Kiko Mabilog, a podcast that helps professionals to escape burnout and experience growth so that they can hustle without the hurry. Today, we have a special guest. His name is Paulo Reyes. He is in the creative space. He is one of the co-founders of an agency called Monday Off. We're going to be breaking this down into two sessions. So if you haven't subscribed to this podcast yet, I highly encourage please to subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast so that you catch the next episode, because you're going to learn so much from this guy, especially for creative professionals. So if you're here, you're a freelancer, you want to start an agency, or if you're a creative and you want to start, you know, your own, you know, side hustle or even a business, then this session right here is going to provide so much value for you. So listen in and let's welcome Paulo Reyes. Today we have a very special guest. He is in the creative space. So for all the creatives who are listening to Workaholic Podcast, you're in for a treat. I'm sure that we're going to learn a whole lot from this this guest of ours. And yeah, we have today with us Paulo Reyes. Paulo, how are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me, Patrick. Appreciate it.
Great. Paulo is currently in Calgary right now. And I'm guessing it's around 6 p.m. there, 6-ish.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. Is that normally like on a regular work day? Are you usually working right now, or like do you like switch off at a certain time?
My work day actually starts like closer to 7 a.m., 8 a.m. And then by 6 p.m., I have like a 2-hour break before Manila hits 10 a.m., which is nice. Like that's 2 hours I get for dinner and for myself and my wife. And then starting 8 p.m., it usually goes up to about maybe my 11 or 12 midnight. And then that's kind of what the day looks like.
Sweet. Sounds great. I love that. Such a optimized schedule.
Yeah, but, have to be.
Yeah, have to be. Us creatives always have to be, you know, as systemized as possible. But yeah, I guess, you know, for the listeners that are here right now who are wondering, like, who's Paulo? Like, what makes him tick? I guess, like, you know, I mean, just give us a quick rundown. Like, what do you do and why do you do it?
So I am a co-founder of a creative agency called Monday Off. We are independent. We are based in Southeast Asia and North America. A lot of our work kind of falls between strategy, design, and a lot of culture. So I guess to sum it up, what we do is we create ways for brands to connect with their community in, you know, meaningful and relevant ways. So I guess what that looks like is some content here and there, PR, a lot of brand strategy, and a lot of that, a lot of editorial image making. So that's kind of what we do.
Yeah. Is it something that you jump straight into, or did you like have a career before that?
Yeah. So I started my career actually as a filmmaker. So I worked as a director and a screenwriter for a while. And then that kind of led me to my first agency job. So I was a copywriter for about a year or two at one of the bigger agencies during that time in Manila. And then I worked communication job here and there. And then, it got me to a point where I was working in marketing, and it was always a good opportunity. But by that time, I was kind of doing freelance jobs here and there. And then I kind of talked to my freelance partner, Brian, who I've been doing work with for during that time. It must have been about 2 years now. And we kind of decided to just partner up. And that was kind of like the start of Monday Off. Then from there, we connected to with one of our good friends, Lex, who was the editor-in-chief of Scout Magazine during that time. And we realized that because I'm a strategist, I think that's kind of like how I would define my role during that time. I was a strategist. Brian was a creative director. And I felt that we needed a solid writer to come in. And during that time, Lex, he left the magazine job and decided to join us. And that's kind of like what completed like the trio. And then
nice. Yeah. I really love your name, Monday Off. There's a story behind that. Could you kind of tell us like how you came up with that name?
Yeah, sure. During that time, Brian and I were working full-time jobs. So he was working in retail. I was working still a corporate job at the nonprofit. And the only time that we had was actually Mondays. So whenever we would have client meetings for our freelance stuff, we would usually schedule that on Monday. So the whole Monday, instead of us resting, because it felt weird to kind of like take a weekend break on a Monday, we decided to just pour everything into that one day. So we would start maybe from 8 a.m. and like finish the last meeting at 6 p.m. And like the whole day was just there for work. So it was just a natural thing. We just called it Monday Off. And then from there, it kind of picked up.
It is interesting how these creative agency names usually come from, you know, stories that you never could have thought, you know, okay, that's where it came from. Our creative agency, we call it Blocked In Strategy. And people are like, what's the story there? It sounds kind of, you know, and, you know, we're a strategy agency as well, more on the content side. And like people are like, oh, there's got to be a cool story behind that. It's like, nope, that's just the block number of our house in Iloilo. You know?
Yeah, kind of like the story behind like A24, the film production company.
I was just trying to figure out
like what that name kind of stood for. And then the founder was just like, oh, it's just a road that we happened to pass by when we were driving through Italy. So I mean, like a lot of times that's where I find fun, right? Like when you kind of take something that's meaningless and then you work towards putting meaning into that.
Right. Liberty. Yeah, that's true. I mean, like, you know, look at the biggest names right now in branding. You know, if you want to just jump in that rabbit hole, like Apple has, I mean, if you look at that name, it's like, what does Apple have to do with technology, right? But like they put a meaning behind that name. And it's like now, like Apple is pretty much synonymous to innovative technology. Same with like Coca-Cola. I mean, I can imagine like decades ago, that name had no significance whatsoever. But now it's like Coca-Cola. It's like everyone knows that name. So that's pretty cool. So, Paolo, here's the thing, right? We haven't really had a lot of like creatives come into this podcast. Like just a quick context, of course, like Workaholic. A lot of the people who are listening right now to this podcast are probably in a phase in their life where they're saying, all right, so I'm an employee and now I want to start jumping into like running my own thing, you know, whether that's running their own business, a creative probably going into an agency model, like especially for the creatives right now. And we have a lot of like people who are listening to this podcast who are, you know, graphic designers, video editors. Yeah. Who are employed currently right now and are saying like, I want to start my own thing. I want to jump on. Like, what was the journey like for you? And like, what would you say would be like the top three steps for you to do in order to start that journey?
During that time, I was working marketing jobs for brands that I love and admire. So I was leading the marketing for those brands. And it was a really good season, a lot of learning. But I think what happened was I was kind of like freelancing on the side, doing Monday Off stuff on the side, and then it just started to pick up. And I think I kind of looked at that as an opportunity to just continue to pursue that. And I'm not a big risk taker. I'm very calculated with the moves that I make. So it was a bit of a challenge to kind of just let go and dive in. I think where that strength came from was definitely from my partners and my wife also, who is now a partner. I think we kind of looked at it and said, like, if you don't jump now, it's going to be harder to jump later on. So I think it was really them who kind of pushed me. So in terms of like giving advice to like people who want to do it, it's make sure that you're working with the right people. Find a good support group, because like it's going to be a little painful, especially if you're attached to stability. And I think maybe the second tip that I could give would be, don't expect to have it easy. People say that, they don't want to work a 9-to-5, but like running a business is more than a 9-to-5. if I wanted a 9-to-5, or if I wanted my hours to be kind of like set and relaxed, like I'll take a job. But what comes with this business is sometimes it's 6 days, 7 days a week. Sometimes it's, you know, closer to 9, I think maybe 11, 12 hour days sometimes. But there is a lot of joy that comes with it. And I think that might be my last thing. It's just like really identify the intent. Like, why are you doing this in the first place? Is this purely an ego move? Do you just want to have something for yourself? Is it because you want to control time? Because if it's any of that, then it's going to be hard to run a business, especially if you want to pursue like a creative agency. You're going to have to work with people that you're going to have to work with people, and sometimes that's not fun. You're also going to have to submit to the timing of like the work. Like, you don't have HR to protect you. You don't have finance to kind of like give you your salary. You're going to have to manage that business on your own. And yeah, like there will be nothing else that motivates you. If you don't work, you don't get paid. And I love that. I think the last one is like, you really just have to love it. Because if you don't, there won't be anything that drives you forward. And that's, I mean, honestly, like if that's the case, then work a job.
Right. I really love that last one. That was 100%. I mean, that's been true for like, at least for us, right? As agency owners, a lot of people tend to see, you know, the perks of having, you know, a remote business. And like, they just look at you like, so funny, because like my wife was just talking to a friend who she bumped into at the mall yesterday, and she was like, do you still have a job? And like, and my wife was like, of course we have a job. It's like, because I always see you in the mall, you know, you're always moving around, you're always traveling. And I guess when you talk about like having a remote agency or like a virtual agency that doesn't have like a physical office or, you know, any assets for that matter, I mean, you can just run based on like, you know, your skills and your services. Mm-hmm. People tend to kind of like look at that and say, I want that too. But they don't see like, you know, all the things that happen in the background, you know, the sleepless nights, having to deal with clients, having to like rack your brains about trying to drive results. And I've been diving so much into this concept of intrinsic and extrinsic happiness. Mm-hmm. You know, and basically in a nutshell, in extrinsic happiness and extrinsic joy basically is one of the most common forms of joy that people get in work right now. And I'm starting to see more and more, as someone who's trying to find ways to, you know, inspire more people to love their jobs and love their careers, whatever that may be, I'm starting to see more and more that the reason why people aren't happy in their jobs is they're so focused on the extrinsic side. Extrinsic happiness basically is you're happy about the rewards and the outcome. Like, you get a good paycheck, you get famous, you get the flexibility, the freedom, whatever you want to call it. Like, whatever is at the end of that, that's what brings you joy. Intrinsic happiness is joy in the doing. You know, it's joy in the process. It's in the journey. And if I keep forgetting which author said this, but like, intrinsic happiness is the key to really finding something that you're passionate about. Because if you love something so much that you're willing to do it, you know, with the extrinsic part, you know, the rewards just being something that's back of your mind. Of course, that's important, right? I mean, you got to get paid for your work. You want to have like some sort of flexibility, some sort of freedom, whatever it is whatever way you define your end goal, that's important. But it's still happiness in the doing, right? I mean, does that like resonate with you? Like, what are your thoughts on like that kind of like, you know, that kind of way of thinking?
Yeah. I had a conversation with my partners, I think a couple of weeks ago, and I think we started off the agency, and then we were doing work for like clients that we love. So like the stuff we were doing stuff for like Dickies, we were doing stuff for Vans, Commonwealth, and all these brands that we really enjoy. And then there was a season where of maybe about half a year where we're doing stuff that we didn't like, you know, like the stuff that puts food on our table, but not necessarily something that we enjoy. And we pondered on that thought, and we realized that that's actually like not a good way to think about it. Yeah. We, as much as it is satisfying to work on, you know, the big brand projects where it strokes your ego a little bit, where, you know, the comments come in and people love it and stuff like that, as much as that's all good, I don't think that that's enough to kind of push us forward and continue working. The reason right. why there was a little bit of a burnout during that season is because we weren't finding joy in the process. And I think that's what we kind of talked about as a team, that if we were to continue doing this, the joy has to be seen in the process. You have to find things about the process that you enjoy.
Yeah.
Whether it's writing one piece of caption, or whether it's writing a strategy that, or whether it's like pushing for a strategy that the client might not want, you know, you have to kind of find joy in that. And if you don't, then that's going to be a recipe for burnout. So I think that's something that we are rewiring ourselves to do. And I think, you know, like there, as a creative, like we have work that might come off as mundane, like the hygiene stuff that we kind of have to do. But if you don't enjoy the process, and if you don't enjoy coming to work and dealing with these things, I think number one, there's an ego problem. And then number two, it's find another job or find something else that you actually enjoy doing. But the other truth to that too is like, you're not always going to enjoy what you're doing. This is work, you know, like one for the meal, one for the real. And that's kind of what we live by. It's just really striving to find the joy in like the little things that we do.